Today is our final sermon in the sermon series this summer, the Psalms of David, The Lord is Good. Taken from Psalm 100, verse 5, the Lord is indeed good, and his faithful love endures forever. Today's sermon is from Psalm number 138, The Lord is My Salvation. We've walked through the Psalms of David and discovered that the Lord is my King, the Lord is my hope, the Lord is my judge, the Lord is gracious, and today we will praise the Lord, for He is my salvation. King David, he looks back in this psalm. He reflects on the king's song of praise. He reflects on the king's saving power. He praises with a conclusion of the king's sure purpose, and that's what we're going to read here as we begin Psalm 138, verses 6 and 7. For though the Lord is high, He regards the lowly, but the haughty He knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, You preserve my life. You stretch out Your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and oh God, Your right hand delivers me. As we walk through the Psalms of David, I hope that you've seen that, yes, these were songs of praise written by David and in his life and reflecting on events that occurred perhaps before him and looking back, but then things that happened to him and during his life. But I pray today as we conclude these psalms, you will see that they have much, much more meaning than just for the time of David. For David was writing of a king to come. God was working through David to prepare our hearts today to sing songs of praise to King Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Today we start with the King's song of praise. And follow me here in Psalm 138, beginning in verse 1, where David begins with a very personal song of praise, and he says, I give You thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods, I sing Your praise. I bow down towards Your holy temple. I give thanks to Your name for Your steadfast love and Your faithfulness. For You have exalted above all things Your name and Your word. And on the day I called, You answered me, and the strength of my soul You increased. But then notice in verse 4, and then all the kings of the earth shall give You thanks, O Lord. For they've heard the words of Your mouth, and they shall sing of the ways of the Lord. For great is the glory of the Lord. Notice first with me here in the King's Song of Praise, the songs of King David. When we open the book of Psalms, this massive song book with 150 chapters, we recognize that David wrote at least close to half of these psalms. And in Psalm 138, like many of the others that he wrote, he writes this song of praise, and he just begins with, I give You thanks, O Lord. I come with my whole heart. I want to give You thanks. I want us to pause for just a moment and just reflect this morning on the goodness of God. And when's the last time you just said, thank You, Lord? Thank You for what You've done for me. Thank you for what you're doing for me. Great is your faithfulness, Lord. You've kept your promises. I want to, this morning, Lord, I just want to tell you thank you. I want to come before you with my whole heart. I want to thank you, God. When we think about all the songs of praise that David wrote, do you think of perhaps these words? Maybe they come to mind. Sing praise to the Lord. Give thanks to his holy name. O Lord, my God, I give thanks to you forever. I'll sing your praises among the nations. Let all the nations praise you, O Lord. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. You're my God. I'll give thanks to you. How about the Lord lives, and blessed be my rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. I'll praise you, O Lord. You give great salvation to your king. You show faithful love to your anointed, to David, to the descendants of David forever. I'll praise you, my God, my king. I'll bless your name forever and ever. Every day I'll bless you. I'll praise your name forever and ever. Every day I'll bless you. I'll praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, worthy of praise. One generation will praise your deeds to the next. King David praised the Lord, and he led others to praise the Lord, and his songs of praise are still being sung by the church today. Some days I just need to be reminded as I read through David's songs of praise that are times always good or are times always rosy? No. But is the Lord always good? Is the Lord always faithful? Is the Lord always worthy of our praise? I hope that you've seen these last few weeks that David's life was not always good. David's life was not always rosy. David wasn't always on the mountaintops. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I know this one thing. You're with me, Lord. You are with me. But then this psalm makes an interesting turn here. He says in verse 2, I bow down, I give thanks. Your covenant love, your faithful love, your faithfulness, your mercy. On the day I called, you answered. And then verse 4, notice this. All the kings of the earth shall give you thanks, O Lord, for they've heard the words of your mouth. They will sing of the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. We know that in the history of Israel, there came times when pagan kings would praise the one true God. King David witnessed this. King David for sure recognized that the Lord was the one final authority, the exalted Lord of hosts, God Most High. Psalm 62, he would say, my soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. And there would be times that even the kings of the foreign nations would see the works of the Lord and give thanks to the one true God. Later, Daniel wrote of the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar. We see in Daniel chapter 4 where Nebuchadnezzar himself said, I praise the one who lives forever. His dominion is an everlasting dominion. His kingdom endures. I, Nebuchadnezzar, give praise and honor to the King of heaven. For all his works are right, his ways are just. And those who walk in pride, he's able to humble. Can I tell you this one thing? There's also coming a day yet future when every king on the face of this earth will bow down and give thanks to the one true God. We should be reminded today that there is only one worthy of our praise. That's the Lord. Isaiah wrote of the Lord, "Assemble yourselves," Isaiah 45, "assemble yourselves, come, draw near, all you survivors of the nations. They have no knowledge who carry about their wooden idols, keep on praying to gods, little g gods that cannot save. For there's no other God besides me, a righteous God and a Savior. There's no other God besides me. Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is no other. And to me every knee shall bow, every tongue confess." May the songs of praise that David wrote constantly encourage us to bow down and worship the only one worthy of our praise. That word worship, one side of the coin of that word worship is to acknowledge the sovereignty of God, to acknowledge the greatness of God, that He's exalted, that He is high and lifted up. The other side of that coin is our personal submission to that fact, that we would acknowledge that God is on high, that we would personally submit to His rule, that we would say, "Lord, teach us your ways. Lord, help me to praise you and honor you and give you the praise worthy of your name." Oh, we see the songs of praise. Now we see the king's saving power. We see an allusion to this in verse 3, "On the day I called, you answered me, you strengthened my soul." And now we go down to verse 6. "For though the Lord is high, He regards or sees the lowly. And though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies. Your right hand delivers me." Over and over in the Psalms, we see the saving power of our God. In this psalm, it flows like this. We see His seat. "For though the Lord is high..." Let's be reminded today that God is in control. God is on His throne. God is high and lifted up. He is the most high God. But also notice that He's not so high that He cannot see. "For though the Lord is high, He regards the lowly." He sees the lowly. He cares for the lowly. Nearly all of us through these Psalms of David, we've alluded to that time when God sent the prophet down to Jesse's house, and Jesse had all the boys dressed up nice and filed out in front of him, and the Lord told His prophet, He said, "Hang on just a second, they're not all here. All the boys of Jesse are not here. I, the Lord, I don't see as man sees. Man looks on the outward. I look upon the heart. There's another boy, and I've seen his heart. Jesse, you go get him." I don't think David ever forgot that moment. Forgotten by his dad, left out by his brothers. And he reflects and he says, "You know, I know the Lord is high and lifted up, but there was a day I was out in the field and He knew right where I was. He saw me. Listen, I want you to know something today. The Lord sees you. The Lord cares for you. You may think the whole world's walked out on you. Maybe your family is, maybe your friends, maybe you feel like you don't have a friend in the world. Listen, there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother or a sister. God sees you. He cares for you. He knows exactly where you are, and you know what? You may be exactly where He wants you to be. Because the day will come, He'll pick you up and He'll say, you know what? I got a plan for you. I was just a lowly shepherd boy, but you made me a king. You've been with me all my days. From the days where I was alone out in the field to the days when I was the king of all of Israel. Are you discouraged today? The Lord sees you. David would write, "The Lord is near to all who call upon Him." He would reflect on times of distress, and he'd say, "There were times I was at the bottom of the sea, and the cords of death were around my neck, and at that moment I called upon the Lord, and from on high in His holy temple He heard me. He came swiftly to me on the wings of the wind. He came down from on high. He pulled me up out of the deep water. He rescued me. For Lord, You save the lowly." If you're discouraged this morning, if you're as low as a snake in a wagon rut, I want to tell you something today. God specializes in saving people in low places. The humble, the lowly. Isaiah says of the Lord that he dwells in the high place, but He also dwells with the discouraged and the lowly. He cheers up the lowly. He encourages the discouraged. Don't fear if you're discouraged this morning, because God says, "I'll encourage you. I'll lift you up." But there is this one reminder. He sees the lowly. He exalts the lowly. He saves the lowly. But I tell you what, the haughty He knows from afar. If you're here with a proud heart today and you feel alone, God's far from the proud. Never miss that picture of David, that lowly shepherd boy who nobody cares about, and God lifted him up. But proud King Saul, Lord's power left him. Pride comes before a fall, see. But David, with an exclamation point in this psalm in verse 7, says, "Though I walk in the midst of trouble, You preserve my life. You stretch out Your hand against the wrath of my enemies. Your right hand delivers me." David never got over the saving power of God. Your right hand delivers me. You preserve my life. And by the way, if there's any doubt in your mind about what God's Word says about trouble, you can love the Lord and find yourself in the middle of trouble. These falsehoods that come out of people's mouths, that you trust the Lord and you'll always be walking on the mountain peak. You know what? They don't get that from the Bible. David said, "I was in the middle of trouble, and Your right hand saved me." Alan Redpath has said it this way: David is surrounded by those who would take his life, and this occurred on numerous times. Sometimes it was foes, sometimes it was family. Did you ever think that David wrote these songs when the sky was blue? When everything was going well? No, he sung these songs in the darkest hours of his life. What a comfort it was for him to sing, "The Lord is my light and my salvation." They were songs of faith because he was walking in the dark, surrounded by trouble. If you're discouraged today, maybe follow David's example and start singing to the Lord. He may give you songs in the night, songs in the daytime. "Lord, I need you now. Lord, I need your light. I need your salvation." Maybe your circumstances have brought you sadness. Maybe you've been struck down by friends or enemies. Maybe you don't feel like you matter to anybody. One thing is true of all of us. Our sins have brought all of us down. We've all broken God's laws. We've all experienced brokenness. But believe that God loves the lowly, the nobodies of the world. You matter to him. God is good. He's gracious. He's merciful. And everyone, including the lowly, who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Have you ever called upon his name for salvation and forgiveness? Right there in the quietness of your heart, right there, right now, you can say, "Lord, save me. Lord, I know I've broken your laws. Lord, I know I feel the guilt and shame. Lord, I know I've turned my back on you. Lord, I believe in you, Lord. I believe in your Son who died on the cross for me. Save me, Lord. Forgive me." Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Lastly, David concludes with the king's sure plan. Verse 8, "The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me." The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. At the end of his life, David looked back and he praised God for fulfilling his plan for his life. He knew that the Lord had been with him from beginning to end, through the good, the bad, in times of life and times of death. He knew that the goodness and mercy of God had followed him all the days of his life. God had fulfilled his purpose in his life. God had given him purpose. God had given him meaning. And he reflected on God's promise. Over and over and over in the Psalms, you see this: "Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever." That beautiful Hebrew word, it's covenant love, it's loyal love, it's faithful love, it's the mercy and the faithfulness of God. And David over and over and over says, "Lord, it endures forever." Good times, they don't endure forever. Wealth, it doesn't endure forever. Great job, it doesn't endure forever. Family doesn't endure forever. But Lord, I know one thing: your love endures forever. And your power, Lord, do not forsake the work of your hands. David one day wrote these words recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 7, that the Lord of hosts, He had taken David from the pasture, from work as a shepherd, made him leader of Israel, was with him wherever he went, defeated all his enemies. And one day the Lord gave him a promise: "David, long after you're gone, I'm going to raise somebody up, one of your descendants, and I'll establish his kingdom. He'll sit on that throne forever and ever and ever. My steadfast love will never depart from him. Your house, your kingdom, David, will be established forever." David's response was, "You are great, O Lord. There's nobody like you. There's no God besides you. All your words are true. May your name be honored forever and ever and ever." Who was this promise pointing to? The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, known as the Son of David, the Messiah, King Jesus. Acts 13 looks back, and David is regarded as one who had a heart after God. But you know what else we read there? I think the bio statement for King David is, and God fulfilled his purpose for David. We know David wasn't a perfect man. We know David wasn't always faithful to the Lord, but we know this one thing: God fulfilled his purpose for David in his generation. And one day, you and I, we look back and know King Jesus has come. He died on that cross for our sin. He raised victorious the third day, but one day, he's coming again. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, of the root of David, he's coming again, and all will proclaim, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive glory and honor, wisdom, might, power." Today I ask you, will you join with me in the King's song of praise? Will you sing praise to the one worthy of worship? Will you join me today and sing of the King's saving power? Do you have that testimony that, hey, I know the Lord saved me. He forgave my sin. He gave me eternal life through his Son, Jesus. Today, join with me and testify of the King's sure plan. The Lord will fulfill his plan for you and for me. The Lord will fulfill his plan for all the world. Today we look forward to Jesus coming. As we stand together and Robert comes and leads us in a time of invitation, this time is for you. This time is for you to respond to what the Word of God has said. Not all responses will be the same. Maybe you need to pray that prayer for the first time. God, save me. Forgive me. There's counselors here that can help you. Maybe you're like David and you've been walking through the valley of the shadow of death. You feel like a nobody. Maybe you just need a little encouragement. Maybe you need to be reminded today that what God has promised, he will fulfill. What God has planned, he will accomplish. Whatever it is, whatever's on your heart today, right where you're standing, or if you'd like to come